You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Past episodes of the Authentic Business Adventures program can be found on the podcast link at drawincustomers.com. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and helpful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Joanna Cervantes, the executive director of Sunshine Place. How are you doing today, Joanna?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to speak very clearly here and make sure I have a voice here.
So you know, I think it's odd because we have two people that are losing their voices on the radio today.
Out of all days, I lose it today.
But yeah, that's the way it goes, so I get it. So let's start with what you do at Sunshine Place.
Yeah, I am pretty lucky. I have the opportunity to work with many volunteers here in the Sun Prairie community.
Okay.
Our focus is in helping families who need it the most. And as you know, as we think about what Sunshine Place is, it's the community center where families can go to and receive assistance. And so my day varies from day to day, but I'm very fortunate where we can lead a great organization there that can support our community.
Okay. So Sunshine Place, I'm vaguely familiar with it. You guys actually have your own location.
We do. So it's a two-building community resource center. We own both properties. Okay. We're close to nearly paying down our second building there. But we're physically expanding our main location, our main building, which is at 18 Rickle Road. And that's the big Act of Kindness the hashtag Act of Kindness SP campaign that we've been promoting.
Okay.
We'll be breaking ground this spring. And so it's pretty exciting. Oh, very cool. Just to see the growth that has happened over the past 13 years here in Sun Prairie.
So Sunshine Place started 13 years ago?
So we first opened our doors in 2007. So, yeah, we are celebrating 13 years here.
So do you know anything about the beginning?
I do. Okay. So from what I was told is that many years prior to that, there wasn't a single location where families can go to in a time of need. There was a food pantry that was located in one location. Joining Force for Families was located in a different. And there really wasn't a one-stop shop place that people can go to. And so we had a few key people in our community who recognized the need and said, we would love to have a single location. And so many years went into planning, many years of fundraising, and essentially that was the creation of Sunshine Place.
Okay.
It was to be able to bring in, and so our first few programs at Sunshine Place was the Sun Prairie Emergency Food Pantry, Joining Force for Families, and I don't know how long you've been living here, but back then we used to have a program called Red Barn, similar to like St. Finney's or Goodwill.
All right. I've been here 20 years-ish.
Okay, and so it was similar to St. Finney's where you can go shopping for clothing at a discount rate, and that was an area there, and they were there early on in the beginning.
Sure.
But I would say since then, I mean, programs have expanded. Red Barn essentially was dissolved. And then that was the creation of Cart's Closet. Cart's Closet, instead of selling the clothing, they provide free clothing to kids in our community. And so, I mean, I would say from 2007 to 2020, we've expanded to providing over 16 programs at Sunshine Place. And so that means that either Sunshine Place is providing the program or we're partnering and working with another nonprofit or another agency to provide a program in our community.
So I'm trying to think here. Let me back up a step. Was Red Barn the place on Main Street?
It was at Sunshine Place.
Yeah. It was at Sunshine Place. Where Sunshine Place is now?
18 Rickle Road.
Okay.
Shared the building there with the food pantry. And so they were on one side of the building, and then we had the food pantry on the other. And,
all right.
I can't seem to find photos, so I couldn't share any of them with you. I've tried looking for them to see visuals of what that would look like. So if anyone actually has photos of what Red Barn used to look like,
that'd
share
be cool.
them with me. I'd love to see what it was like. Like I said, I've seen some photos of, you know, when we first opened our doors and we had expanded into our second building. And I have some memories of that. But it's nice to pass it down to to future staff and volunteers and just show them where we come from, our history.
That would be very cool.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people that have been in Sun Prairie forever, so there's going to be
There has to be a
one
photo
or two
out
photos
there.
Out there.
Yeah, I'd love
20 years ago, people still had their phones that took pictures, right?
So. Whether if it was that or even just any photo, I'd love to just take a copy and keep
sure.
it for. We have, since I started in 2017, we started doing like a history book of just Sunshine Place. And so mm-hmm. every news article or every activity that we have, we try to just keep a record of it. And a lot of it is just to pass down that history. It's really important that we know where we come from and how we've expanded and what we've grown from. And so it's just, for me personally, it's an important thing to keep that in mind as we move forward.
Sure. So the main premise, if I understand correctly, of Sunshine Place is to help feed needy families. Is that safe to say, or is it?
No,
does it go beyond that?
It goes way beyond that.
Okay.
And what I would say is it's to help families when they need it the most.
Okay. So this is including shelter?
And so this includes food, it includes clothing, and includes beds for kids,
okay.
backpacks, school supplies. We have our holiday gifts and meals that happen, our community meal that's every Monday.
Sure.
We provide free legal assistance.
Oh, wow.
When it comes to housing, we don't provide the housing ourselves, mm-hmm. but we refer them to housing resources. So
gotcha.
It could be that they may need a referral to Shelter from the Storm, which is our local women and children's shelter. We're able to provide that referral. It could be that they're probably trying to apply for some low-income housing here in Sun Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
We work with the Community Action Coalition, and that has and specializes with the housing case manager that can provide free housing assistance to individuals or families that are looking for help in that
sure.
area.
Okay.
There are some financial resources that, you know, if some families get a 5-day notice, there is a financial way to help them avoid getting evicted.
Just so everybody knows, what is a 5-day notice?
A 5-day notice is when you do not pay your rent on time. And so it's your landlord telling you that you have 5 days to pay the remaining balance or you are evicted from your home.
Okay.
And so in that point, the families have 5 days to figure out how do they pay rent.
Sure.
Otherwise, eviction is the next step.
Well, that length of time is not a month or two initially. It's pretty long time, right?
For eviction?
Yeah.
I am not too familiar with that, but there is a process, a legal process that has to happen.
Sure.
But once you get that eviction on your record, it is extremely difficult for you
sure.
to get any housing assistance, even for just if you're a regular apartment. I mean, landlords really frown upon that. And so
sure.
our goal is to help prevent families from getting that.
Sure.
And even if they go to court and, like, let's say they pay it and they settle it before it even gets to eviction, just by having that single record on there is so mm-hmm. detrimental to the housing success of that family. And so,
no, we live in a world, a financial world, right, where if you get in a hole, it is very challenging to get out.
Absolutely. It's very easy to get to the hole, but
yeah.
very difficult to get out of it. And so as much as we can help avoid some of these financial crises for these families, well, you know, we work with programs that can help support them. And so
sure.
Kind of going back to what we do there, it's a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, some of these families are working 1, 2, 3 jobs
sure.
just to make ends meet. And so every little bit that we can help here and there is extremely important for us to just be able to support the family.
Sure. So let's talk about the, well, I guess as far as the help goes, just so the people that may be listening and say, hey, I know someone that could use some help or something of that nature. Who, like, do you guys have caseworkers or is it volunteers or how does that work?
We work with professional community social workers. And so for that particular program, it's a county community social worker. So the program's called Joining Forces for Families.
Okay.
She is licensed, has her social work degree, and she specializes and trains specifically on how to work with families.
Gotcha. When you say she, you're talking one person.
I am. So her name is Janelle.
Okay.
Virgin Hill is her last name.
Okay.
And she's been here in our community for 20 plus years.
Okay.
Which is amazing. It's really unheard of in the sense of we have been so blessed and so lucky to have her.
Sure.
Just for that continuous support within our community. But for over 20 years, she has helped many families in Sun Prairie.
Very nice. Now let's talk about you guys have a weekly meal? Is that?
Oh, we do. It's a weekly community meal. It's every Monday.
Okay.
Actually, today. Doors open at 5. I believe meals are served by 5:30.
This airs a few different times, so we'll just tell people it's Monday.
Monday. Yeah, so doors open at 5.
Okay.
They serve it at 5:30.
Okay.
And it's open to everybody and anybody. There's no registration. There's no check-in. You just come in. You get your number, and they call it by the order that you came in.
Okay.
But you really get to pick wherever you want to sit next to, and so sometimes we have groups that just go in there to socialize, and
sure.
They have their friends that they hang out. We have new families in town that just want to feel connected and
sure.
Want to meet someone new and just... And others that just are curious and want to know what Sunshine Supper is about, and so they just come and visit. And so,
sure. Do you accept donations or anything like that, or?
So, ever so often they put a post out there where they're looking for desserts.
Okay.
Every meal it is sponsored by a local organization, and so that could be the high school football team, or it could be the baseball team.
Okay.
It could be the Optimist Club.
Sure.
A variety of organizations come and help not only provide the food, but also the volunteers for it.
Wow.
And so it's a big endeavor. I mean, they prepare for up to 200 people every
really?
Meal, and so.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
It is an interesting day to be around and just seeing the energy in the room. And
sure.
They celebrate birthdays. So
all
if
right.
It's your birthday for the week, they'll sing happy birthday and you'll walk away with a cake for you specifically. And
oh,
so
wow.
We like to make it very welcoming. And
sure.
That's the biggest part. I like I said, I've been here for 3 years, and there's kiddos I've seen since they were in barely newborn, and now they're 3 and walking, and
oh,
it's
nice.
Just, it's amazing to see. And then we have, you know, new family, new faces, but I'm always encouraging just to get people out there and just feel, just to get connected with one another. I mean,
sure.
That's what makes Sun Prairie is the fact that, you know, there's many, the volunteer aspect of it is so great, but just wanting to connect with one another, you don't see that in other communities. And
sure.
So, I'm pretty impressed with how our community here is.
That's fair. No, it's very cool. Very cool. So you guys do this once a week thing, and is that for just awareness? Or what's the... I guess
it's
can you talk... Let's talk about the goals there.
It's to build community.
Okay.
And it, like I said, there you don't need to... Some people are there because they may need the food. Other
sure.
People are there because they need the social aspect of it. And others are just there to build communities. So
okay.
There's no label to it. I mean, you just come because you live in Sun Prairie or because you heard of Sunshine Supper.
Sure.
Yeah, there's not much red tape to it. And that's the beauty of it.
Just show up and have food.
Absolutely.
Chat with some people.
Free food. You don't have to pay.
Who says no to that?
I'm a mom of a 6-year-old. And when I talk to parents, I say, this is a way to avoid cooking for a whole day.
Sure.
There's been times I've gone with my daughter, and their food is delicious. So
oh, very cool.
I would say that we have the menu that's always posted. You know, take a look at what's on there. If it's something that you think your kiddos would love, absolutely.
Right.
Come on over. I mean... Who says no to free food? That's
right?
That's the biggest part. It's but
sure.
It's building that community as well. That's important.
So you're talking doors open at 5.
Doors open at 5. Meals start around 5:30.
Okay, and then 5:30 until?
Until pretty much people can leave when they're done eating, if that's
okay.
What they... there's a meal. There's desserts are provided. So it's really up to the guest as to what time they
okay,
want.
Okay, so somebody shows up at 6?
Yep, they can show up to 6. I would say around 6:30, 6:45 is when they start cleaning up.
It's too late.
I don't know that we have an exact end time.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
but is it pretty much come and go as you please?
You can.
Or is it designed to start essentially between 5 and 5:30?
Ideally between 5 and 5:30 so
okay.
We get the masses there. But
sure.
If you show up at 5:45... Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll still serve you.
I'm just trying to help you, both myself and anyone else that's kind of thinking about
yeah.
Coming that they know these are the ground
if
rules.
If you get off work at 5 and you can make it there by 5:30,
sure.
5:45, you are more than welcome.
It's all good.
Oh,
all
absolutely.
Right. So can you give us a ballpark idea of where it's located? I know you told me the address, but I can't place the road to save my life. And I know it's
no,
not
it's
even
okay.
That far from where we're at right now, right?
And no, 2 minutes away.
Okay,
at most.
I'll call that not far.
2 minutes. So right off of Main Street,
sure.
There is Main and Rickle. And at Main and Rickle, we have what's the Enterprise Gerber Auto Place.
Sure.
It used to be the old Cousin Subs and, oh, Wings, sure, and sure, things.
Yeah.
And so now it's an auto place.
Mm-hmm.
The property that we're talking about is the plaza to the west of that location.
Okay.
And so it's a big plaza. Many people remember as a Galaxy Plaza. There used to be like this big spaceship outside.
Really?
And so many things have been in there, but that's where we're located.
That's the funny thing about this area, man, that I find when you talk about a building, people are like, oh, yeah, that's the whatever. And you're like, I've never heard of that. And you look in like 50 years ago, it was that. They just never forgot.
Someone actually shared a photo of that spaceship. We always...
Oh, really?
Again, talking about memories and photos here. Someone had a photo of the big spaceship that was right outside that building, and so...
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, so right there. So essentially right on Main Street, is that right?
It is on Main Street.
Okay, very cool. And now the Sunshine Place has been around 13 years, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay. And at 13 years, what have you seen change from... I guess the time, or what have you known to change since before you got there to now?
I would say it seems like almost every 5 or 6 years, we seem to be in this growing pattern.
Okay.
So in 2007, we first opened our doors there, and that was the 18 Rickle Road, and that was our main building. That's where the food pantry. We currently have like our resource center there and some of the other programs that were at that building. It was about 5 or 6 years after opening our doors that we acquired our second building. And it was because of the growth of just, you know, we were bringing on Cart's Closet, we were bringing on Sunshine Supper and some of these other programs.
Sure.
And so then that was the expansion into the second building.
Sure.
I would say about 5 or 6 years after that is sort of where we started the discussion of, we should grow our facility, you know, we're at capacity. And so it seems that every 5 or 6 years for Sunshine Place, we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
When I tie that back to Sun Prairie, I mean, it seems to be the case, as the same thing happening there. I mean, right now we're in such a growing pattern.
Oh, yeah.
That we need to be able to keep up. And that's if we're the only community resource center, we need to have the facilities to provide a lot of these programs. And so I think the one thing I've really admired is just that within that growth, we don't just go and do it. It's we slowly really think about what's the right approach from now and what's going to benefit the community from now and 5 years from now.
Sure.
I have to say it's programs have come and gone, but a lot of our core programs have really stuck around since the beginning.
Wow.
And so that's the biggest part, you know.
Right.
I think Sunshine Supper just celebrated their 10th year.
Okay.
I think last month or something like that.
Okay.
The Bed Lady program, for I think well over 10 years now, she's been providing beds to kids in our community.
Like literally a mattress kind of thing?
Oh, completely, yeah. Okay. A mattress, a box spring, a pillow, blankets that come along with it.
Okay. She's known as the Bed Lady?
The Bed Lady, yes, awesome. Yes, yes. I was talking to her, you know, just a few weeks ago, and I was heartbroken when she was sharing how in the 10 years that she's been working, and it still stands true to today, we have 12 13-year-olds in our community who have never owned their own mattress, their own bed.
Really?
12, 13-year-olds never own their own.
They just sleep on a couch or the floor?
They share wherever they can find a place.
Really?
They share it with their parents. They share it with other siblings. But we have kids in our community who have never owned their own bed. And
well, that's surreal.
I can't imagine what that would feel like. I don't know what that... I can't... It's really hard, and it breaks my heart because it's, how is that possible?
Right.
And so my head goes like, how is this possible? But I'm also thankful that we have a program like the Bed Lady.
Sure.
That can make it happen for these kids, that can provide a bed, not just for that kid, but mm-hmm. for their siblings.
Sure.
That the kids can feel the ownership of owning their own bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen a lot of these kids just improve in test scores and their performance at school.
My bet.
And just how they're doing. And
the value of a good night's sleep, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and how to have that ownership that it belongs to you.
It's sure.
Just, like I said, I was heartbroken when I heard about that. But I, you know, I feel so blessed that we have this program that can help these kiddos.
Sure.
And, we're very fortunate, you know, as I look at into other communities, Madison, Marshall, they don't have a program like the Bed Lady.
Really?
We are actually pretty fortunate to have her here and volunteering her time to provide these brand new mattresses to these
right.
kids.
Wow. So tell me a story. Let's just talk about the Bed Lady specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys find her? Did she find you? How did that whole relationship come to be?
Yeah, so this was around the time they used to have, you got me here. If I can remember correctly, I think it was called the Sun Prairie Community Help Organization.
Okay.
It was a program under Sunshine Place.
Okay.
They used to do a lot of miscellaneous volunteer work throughout the community. At the time, they were sort of dissolving. It's just when you have programs that are run by volunteers, you need to have a sustainable plan as to how you move it forward.
Sure.
And so at the time, they were sort of dissolving. And Lisa was a part of this. But at the same time, she was connecting with school social workers and really trying to find, like, what was a way that, you know, they can be a good impact in our community.
Sure.
Well, some social workers brought up how there are kids sleeping on the floors. And Lisa just couldn't believe that. She's like, how is that possible? How
right.
is it here in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin?
Right.
We have kids sleeping on the floors or on couches or in really bad deteriorating mattresses. And so that was the creation then of the Bed Lady. And so it started here at Sunshine Place where
okay.
we were able to provide, you know, those initial mattresses. And I would say for 2019, she provided well over 130 mattresses. And so The neat thing about the Bed Lady program is that because she's buying them new and because the need is so big, it's only a once in a lifetime.
Sure.
So once the kid gets a mattress once, they won't qualify to get it again.
Okay.
In the 10 years that she's been averaging about 100 kiddos a year.
Dang.
So imagine like what the impact there has been.
Sure.
Just the number of kids that have received assistance. And there are... not just anybody can go up and get a mattress. They have to get a referral from a school social worker
sure.
or from Janelle, which is the Joining Forces for Families community social worker.
Okay.
But to say that over, you know, in last year, over 130 kiddos received a brand new mattress.
Wow.
Here, it's just, it's
sure.
amazing.
That's very cool.
Absolutely.
Does the Bed Lady have some in with a super discount on mattresses or?
We, you know, do a lot of negotiating, and that's
okay.
the beauty about being a nonprofit is that
sure.
first off, you know, we get tax exempt, so we don't pay for taxes.
Okay.
And we're really, really blessed because otherwise we'd be paying hundreds upon hundreds of dollars
sure.
in just in the taxes there. But we work with local manufacturers and furniture companies to.
Okay.
Negotiate what's the best price out there.
Gotcha.
And so we're always buying things in bulk.
Sure.
That's
the reason I ask is I worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters to put barrels for food. Was it Second Harvest Food Pantry? Mm-hmm. We put these barrels all over town, Sun Prairie, Madison, stuff like that. I think we put a dozen barrels, 15 maybe. And we rented a truck, right? Rented a big U-Haul, whatever. Put all these barrels in all these places, had to call the places, make sure we could put the barrels there, get the okay, drive this U-Haul all over the place, drop these barrels off, wait a couple weeks until the barrels get full, pick the barrels up, bring them to the food pantry weighs them, and then I was looking at their statistics
mm-hmm.
while they're weighing the food, and it said that, you know, a dollar gets them so many pounds of food, and I thought, hey, how many pounds of food did we bring, right? And they're like, you know, 280 pounds. I thought, okay, for the price of gas
uh-huh.
and renting the truck, not
uh-huh.
counting time, we could have just given you the money
uh-huh.
and you could have been more productive with it from a food point. For the result, right? Rather than us running around town with all the barrels.
Either way, however you make your donation. Or the first,
right. Not saying that
yeah.
it's wrong or bad or anything. It was just we did
yeah.
a lot of work.
I'm sure they were very appreciative, but I have
totally
to say,
true. Totally true. And maybe it was diversity in food, I imagine, because
uh-huh.
it was
yeah.
way big variety. Maybe that's harder to deal with. Than, I don't know. It was one of those things like the power of volume that they have.
The buying power.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the, I can testify to that, you know, as we're buying things in bulk, just the ability in the negotiation. I think that's the other part too. I think when you share with businesses, you know, what your mission is, who
mm-hmm.
are you helping and what's that impact looking like?
Sure.
You have some businesses that are willing to work with you and you have others that don't. So as a business practice, that's where you pick and choose.
Sure.
Who do you do business with, and how do right. you give that that sale to?
So, yeah, I imagine every business has to say yes and no to certain things. So
absolutely. And so we've been pretty lucky. We work with Ashley Furniture for our mattresses, and
okay.
they've been pretty helpful in getting us connected and getting us good price points for
sure.
good quality. And that's the other thing too. Anything we do at Sunshine Place. As I mentioned, I'm a mom of a 6-year-old, and serving with your heart, and that's the biggest part, is that as I talk to my volunteers and as I talk to our programs, we never want to give anything to any family, any kid, and anyone if we wouldn't give it to our own family or to our own kids.
Sure.
And so it's that high level of quality standards that we're setting, and it's that we always want to give the best that we possibly can.
Sure. That makes sense.
And it's sometimes hard to say no to some donations where they're not meeting those standards, but there has to be
sure.
a high threshold here, and it's to just respect our clients and mm-hmm. what we do, and just
sure.
to make them feel like they can come to us and ask us for help and how we're able to help them.
That's fair. That's totally fair. So now let's talk about the new building. Wait, is it a new building or is it?
It's an expansion to our existing
building. Expansion to existing building, okay.
Correct.
To the point that they're knocking something down or just
we're
rebuilding?
We're adding. So, a little bit of both.
All right.
Don't
go too crazy here, James.
I know, right? Our main building's at 18 Rickle Road.
Okay.
We purchased the property to the north of us, which was the 3840 Rickle Road. It used to be a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
We purchased that, I believe, 2 years ago in 2018.
Okay.
We demolished that property last year.
Okay.
Last year? The year before that?
Time flies, right?
I think it was like 2018, December 2018. My goodness. We demolished the building then. And then since then, we've been working the land. So if you're familiar with Sunshine Place, we had, you know, these trees that were just surrounding the property. There's some utility lines. There was some grading issues. So we've been working with the land and, you know, getting it ready for construction.
Sure.
And so we did, like I said, we did have to demolish, but our goal is to fix some of the grading issues there. And then physically expand our existing building to the north.
Okay.
And so we'll be adding on to our existing building, and I've learned a lot about construction in this project more than, but it's amazing what you can do nowadays.
Sure.
With the right tools in place.
Very cool. So that is happening now. It will take place in the spring.
So we're going to be breaking ground here in spring.
Okay.
I keep saying we're breaking ground, and I'm saying it. I'm saying it because it's going to happen, but I have to say the yellow envelopes that went out at the Star. So
sure.
we had
Star of the newspaper.
The Star of the newspaper, yes. During the showcase newspaper event, there's these yellow, bright yellow envelopes that went out. It asked for donations. We had a tremendous response from a lot of our community residents that said, you know, I'd love to support it. And so whether if they went online or if they mailed in the yellow envelopes.
Sure.
In addition to that, we have 10 businesses who are matching up to $50,000.
Oh, wow.
Of those donations. And so.
Sure.
I think I have the list here who's supporting it.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to miss them out because they're helping out tremendously.
Right.
But, you know, I would say starting with the Bank of Sun Prairie, Woodman's, Harms Insurance, Continental Mapping, Colony Brands, Summit Credit Union, MBE CPAs, Culver's of Sun Prairie, Edward Jones of Sun Prairie Offices, and Buck and Honey's, each and every one of them have contributed to the campaign. And this is
sure.
This is the way that they're hoping to entice the community
sure.
To get involved. And so I'm declaring it now that we're going to be breaking ground. It's been 2 years in the making here and
wow.
what we've been doing. And I have to say, you know, it's going to be an amazing opportunity where we can just not physically expand our building, but expand our parking lot. You go to our parking lot right now, we only have 9 parking spaces.
And nine?
Oh, nine.
Oh, it's
nine.
Like on campus.
Oh. There right now, I mean, we had, what, the snowfall yesterday?
Yeah.
They're all filled. The entire street is filled with, like, clients and volunteers' vehicles.
Sure.
And we need more space. And so we're tripling the parking spaces there.
I think
they're saying between 27 and 30 is what's going to be added on to there. And so really, really excited as to what we're able to expand into. But it's days like today where it's really bad weather outside. You know,
sure.
We don't want anyone slipping and falling. We have a lot
right.
of families. A lot of clients who are not as mobile as they used to be. And so we want to be able to provide an adequate space for them. And so
sure.
This is really where we're hoping that through the expansion, we'll be able to do so.
Okay, nice. So once it breaks ground in spring, duration to be complete?
I don't have those exact details yet.
Okay.
But
you expect it like a few months or is that a year kind of thing?
I would say a few months. I mean, these companies are pretty good about
sure.
just getting the work done. And so
okay.
I would anticipate about 3 to 4 months is
all right.
roughly. I think 12 weeks is what they roughly said. But until we get those final details
sure.
ironed out, we won't know the exact timing.
Right. Now, are there other employees of Sunshine Place besides yourself?
There's one other employee.
One other employee.
One
okay.
other employee. So we're really a staff of two, but volunteers, well over 100.
Okay.
And so that's the...
She must have a board?
We do. So
okay.
we have a volunteer board, 12 board members that
okay.
are... they live and work and or work in Sun Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they help do more of the higher management of it in
sure.
terms of like... Any big decisions like an expansion, for example, you know, they have to be a part of it. And I have to say my board has been pretty helpful in this expansion. I mean,
oh, very cool.
When I started back in 2017, I think 3 months into my employment, I was crazy enough to propose this idea to my board and say, hey, we have this opportunity.
Sure.
And my board.
To buy the property?
The whole thing.
Okay.
To buy the property and to expand.
All right.
And so they said,
let's
yes.
do this. Right?
Well, they said yes, but their challenge was that if we were to do it, we needed to have the money in the bank. You know, we're not going to get ourselves into bigger debt.
Sure.
That we can financially afford.
Okay.
And so.
Because I imagine what you're preaching.
Absolutely.
Follows that mantra as well, right?
Absolutely. So. And so that's why we've been doing things in steps. Very easily we could have done this, you know, we could have been done with it by now, but had
sure.
this massive loan.
Right.
But we decided, you know what, we're going to take it one step at a time.
Sure.
We're only going to take what we can. And at the time it was, we could only afford to buy the property. So we outright own the property. Now we're advancing into the construction phase.
Sure.
We have the funds to pay for the construction, which I have to say, for a nonprofit, that is huge.
That is incredibly huge.
To be able to say that you own the property that you're at and
right.
you own the rights to it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so... pretty fortunate there. Not like we could not have done this by ourselves. I mean, there's so many businesses in our community that stepped up and gave many residents here who sent their yellow envelopes or who made a donation online or through Facebook. It's just been an incredible thing to witness and seeing how through the community we're able to make a change in here at Sunshine Place.
Sure. That's super cool.
And there's still an opportunity if you still want to help. There's still a phase three. I mean, we're not done. I mean,
okay.
the entire project was three phases. So the first phase was the acquisition of the property.
Okay.
The
Check.
Second, yeah, yep, that one's done. The second phase was the demolition of the property
okay.
and the expansion. So we're half checked there.
Sure.
And then the third phase was the renovations to our two existing buildings. And
all
so,
right.
as we prioritized, we said we really need to get this expansion done before we do any renovations. And
sure.
so, if you can donate, if you have that yellow envelope, you can mail it to Sunshine Place. You know, people can go online and make that donation.
Sure.
There's many ways that they can get involved in helping us financially
okay.
there.
So the building itself, or the buildings, what are they... include now, and what will they include once the expansion is done?
So all of the programs will stay the same as they are.
Okay.
I think what's going to change a lot, for example, in the main building where it's getting its physical expansion.
Okay.
The food pantry is going to increase its refrigeration and its freezer space.
Oh.
So
right.
they're going to be able to have, so when you can store more product,
right.
you have more variety that you can provide to your clients. And
sure.
so that's the first thing that they're going to do.
Okay.
The other things that we're working on is we're relocating our conference room. We're adding two additional staff offices.
Okay.
As we mentioned, you know, we're a staff of two.
Yeah.
Our goal is to be able to keep up, and we have many volunteers that help. We want to be able to have the space for our volunteers to help us run the programs. And
sure.
So we're adding staff offices to it. We're adding indoor space where we can bring some of the outdoor programming inside.
Sure.
Because like today, it makes it really hard to do anything outside.
Sure.
Especially in the wintertime. So
right.
It allows us to have some of that multi-use space inside of the facility. Mm-hmm. And really, it's still the same program, so we're redesigning the way that things are operating there.
Okay.
And so that is what I would say the major change for 18 Roca Road, which is our main building.
Yeah.
In our renovations and our renovations to both buildings, my top of the list thing that we need the most is key fobs and security cameras.
Oh, sure.
We don't currently have that. If you look at my keys, it's like a janitor's set of keys.
Sure. One of these opens something.
Oh, completely. I think I have well over 10 keys.
All right.
In my sets, and it's by having a key fob system, you're able to simplify,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to track, and you're able to monitor and just manage
sure.
it in a whole better way. And so that is top need. The second part is, as I mentioned, security cameras.
Sure.
We're investing so much into our facilities, and
mm-hmm.
that's through the dollars that are spent through acquisition and expansion.
Mm-hmm.
We need to protect our assets.
Sure.
We need to protect our investments. And so it's really important that we can provide that security stuff and just be able to, by having the cameras, it's another sense of where, you know, when things happen, we can say, you know, look, police department, this
sure.
is who committed the crime, or this is
sure.
who. We've had some damage to our property, unfortunately.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. It's
who would damage your property?
Heartless
people here.
I can't tell you because we don't have security
all
cameras.
Right.
That's
all
the
right.
sad part about it. In fact, the police department has, you know, given us the advice that should be something that we should invest into.
Okay.
In protecting our property
sure.
there.
All right.
But we've come into sometimes being our glass being broken, our door being kicked, and it's a glass door, so then it gets shattered all throughout.
Sure.
One of our windows, someone's shot, it looked like a BB gun to it, and so now it just created the spider web of glass all throughout, so we had to replace the entire window. So we've had damage.
Oh.
I think our trash corral took the latest hit. Someone hit it on the corner. Didn't let anybody know, and so now we have to repair our trash corral.
Oh.
So it's unfortunate how there are instances throughout the years where damage is done to the property, and
sure.
unfortunately we just don't have, currently right now, we don't have any way to say this person did it.
Or, sure.
So we need to protect our assets and just being able to account for what we have there. So
mm-hmm.
those two big things are, you know, my personal priority list, but our committee essentially, and we have a maintenance committee.
Okay.
They assess the two buildings,
mm-hmm.
inside, outside, electrical, everything. And they said, okay, out of everything that's here, here's a priority list of what needs to get done. And so
sure.
they set things by, this needs to get done within the next 3 months, within the next year, next
sure.
5 years.
All right.
And so we're slowly working off that list that our
okay.
maintenance committee said. And so just being able to make the appropriate changes to
sure.
it.
Sure. Interesting. So you must have some stories, since you've been there for a little while, of people that you've helped that you have seen later.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those you want to share?
Yeah, so I can't share names. That's one thing
not
for sure.
Share names. some lady, some
mm-hmm.
dude, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, nope. I think for me, and I won't go too much into specifics just because I don't want to point this family out.
Sure.
I think the one family that I have in mind, they were new in our community. They had just moved here. This is when I first started back in 2017. So they had just moved here maybe a month or two before getting connected
mm-hmm.
with Sunshine Place. And they actually started using the food pantry. And okay. That was their first connection to Sunshine Place.
Okay.
Shortly afterwards, we had the mom decided to volunteer at Sunshine Place. And, they were still financially going through some things. But when she had time, she was at Sunshine Place giving back.
Okay.
And it wasn't until she shared her story with me that said, Joanna, I may not have much money, but the one thing I do have is time.
Fair.
And as totally I have fair. Time, I want to help you guys so that you guys can help more families. And maybe I can learn a little bit more, too. Because of her particular situation, she couldn't work initially. There were some things family-wise going on. And
sure.
I would say she volunteered with us for about 2.5 years.
Oh,
she,
wow.
Her family's financial situation significantly increased within that 2.5 years. And she stopped volunteering with us because she was able to gain employment. She was able to secure employment here locally.
Sure.
And just to hear, what she's doing and how her family is thriving. But they received assistance from, I would say, most of all of our programs there at Sunshine Place. And just to see that growth from where they were at, where they were new in the area, they needed assistance and didn't really know what was going on, to where
sure.
now they're striving and they're doing well, and they're not using our programs. They're
all right.
Completely set. It's amazing when families can make that transformation.
Sure.
And they can,
so they used it when they needed it? And
absolutely.
Then, sure.
And now they become donors in the sense that they'll donate clothes, or they'll donate, if we need school supplies. Now it's that reciprocal part of it.
Sure.
It's that they've used it at some point,
mm-hmm.
and now it's coming full circle where they are becoming the donors and they're helping out.
Sure.
And so it's like I said, in any situation people can give, whether if it's your time, if it's money, if it's items, it's
mm-hmm.
always appreciated. But I'm always inspired when there's a story behind it of,
sure.
I used this program,
right.
X number of years ago, and now I'm in a position to give. And so we never push that in our clients. We never tell them that they have to do that, but
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful when they do that out of their heart, and it's just their wish
sure.
to do so.
Sure. Very cool.
So that's one that I would say, and I've seen this family just in so many, throughout the years, that
sure.
it's just been amazing. But there's so many stories just like that where
sure.
you're just seeing people at their lowest points, and it's in some cases things don't just get better in a month or 2 months.
Right, it takes time.
And
sure.
I've seen it, within 2 years, a year, but just to see how
sure.
they can flourish.
Very cool.
And that's not always the case. In some instances, it's a little harder, but...
Sure.
Yeah, it's nice when you can come just full circle with the transition there.
Right. Very cool. So just so that myself and the other listeners that we have here understand all that you guys do, can you break it down a little bit? There's the food pantry itself, and then there's the Sunshine Supper, which is every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we got the mattress.
The bed lady.
The bed lady.
Yeah.
All right. What else is
then
there?
Then we have Card's Closet.
What? Say that one more time.
Card's Closet.
Card's Closet.
And
what is Card's Closet?
So if you remember how we talked about how the transition from Red Barn to the free clothing for the kiddos.
Sure.
So Card's Closet, and Card stands for Community Awareness, Resource Development, and Service.
Okay.
And so this all started from a local eighth grader who was doing a project at school
mm-hmm.
here in Sun Prairie.
Okay.
And it started from them just doing the research and coming to find out that there wasn't a free clothing resource in our community.
Okay.
And so he, along with his siblings and his free friends, started this Christ Closet. It started from kids.
Oh.
And so we have two adults who help run it, Denise Wagner and Kathleen O'Shea.
Okay.
And so they help run Christ Closet, but... it's these kids, and I call them kids now. They're in college. I think
sure.
sophomore in college now.
they keep growing.
But it's there are still kids in the high school that are still involved with the day-to-day
sure.
process. They're the ones that are creating the flyers. They're the ones that are writing grants.
Oh, wow.
These are the kids that are recognizing the need in their schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling these kids, you know what? You should get connected with Cards Closet. And this is how you can do it. And so Sure. They're the advocates in the schools that are getting it through. So it's free clothing for kids. And it's provided by kiddos.
All right.
And I think that's pretty amazing to see how, at a young age, how they're volunteering and Sure. Getting involved. We're very blessed to have Cards Closet. They're
Sure. Actually
at the same, they're actually right next to Sunshine Supper.
Okay.
So you can actually see the racks of clothing and the backpacks right off of Main Street.
Okay.
We just moved into the front unit, so they have more visibility, and so they have, so that's there. We have Stuff the Bus. Stuff the Bus is, as I mentioned, the free backpacks with school supplies.
Okay. Is that a once a year thing?
That's a once a year.
Okay.
I think it's in August when they do the distribution, so it's right before school starting, so Sure. Late August.
Okay.
But last year, I believe they stuffed about 1,400 backpacks.
Wow.
And distributed them to kiddos in schools here.
Sure.
We have, well, more than 1,400, but it's to kids in the free and reduced lunch program.
Okay.
And so we do that, you know, year after year.
Sure.
We also have the Spirit of Giving program, and that is for holiday gifts and meals.
Okay.
And so that helps families during Christmas time.
Sure.
I would say about 1,300, 1,400 kids, again, is the impact of what they're doing there.
These are not small programs.
No. We don't do things small.
I guess not. That's
no,
cool.
No, we have kindness bags. Our Kindness Bag program, it's once a year. It's usually during World Kindness Day. So I think that's November.
Okay.
When that's usually the time frame. And it started off from Weston Hannon's passion of wanting to be a farmer. And,
all right.
He was the initial, like, donor. They raised money, and the first year, I believe, he raised about $5,000.
Okay.
And the first year, we give about 1,000 kindness bags. To kids in our community.
All right. And
so it's grown from the... So yeah, so when we do things, we don't do things like tens or twenties. No.
Hundreds, thousands of people.
Maybe the one program that it's not thousands would probably be like our Sunshine Legal Clinic.
Okay.
So that's the first Thursday of every month. I would say we average about 10 or so families every clinic. But as you can imagine, 10 families in 2 hours, that's
a lot.
That's a lot of people,
that
too.
That is not the same pace that most attorneys work at.
No. So we're pretty lucky to have some attorneys who donate their time.
Sure.
And so then when some residents here may have questions, legal questions, they can get a free advice as to what's the right route to pursue.
So can you elaborate on that a little bit? Are we talking like, hey, look over this lease?
Potentially.
Or, hey, look over this, maybe got a speeding ticket or something, or...
I would say less criminal.
Okay.
Less traffic, more landlord lease, I want to break my lease.
Okay.
My landlord's not doing what they're supposed to or what the contract says.
Okay.
It could be family law.
That gets complicated.
That's a lot more complicated.
Sure.
It could be immigration, so...
You
might be here legally, but something has come up, like where you've received a document that Sure. You just don't know, or you're probably up for renewal, or
Okay. There's
so much with immigration.
Right.
So immigration, family law, landlord-tenant, consumer law.
Okay.
Now, we don't get too many of consumer laws.
Sure.
But,
that's a pretty wide variety.
Absolutely.
And is this the same, just one attorney?
No. So this last week we had 4 attorneys there.
Oh, wow.
2 of them were bilingual, Spanish and English speaking. So
that's super cool.
We got pretty lucky in being able to have them. So every first Thursday at the Sunshine Supper Space is where we have our free legal clinic. And Yeah, so we have that. I'm trying to think back of what else. Now you have me questioning what program did I skip here.
Just for the record, now that's a lot that you've already said.
Yeah.
You're helping a lot of people. This is so weird. It's interesting having you on the show today because I was vaguely aware of you to the point of knowing that you guys were expanding, and I knew, hey, they got some meal that they do once or something. But outside of that, I had no idea about the mattresses, no idea about the backpacks. No idea about the legal clinic. No idea about the food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was out of touch, and I've been here 20 years.
Yeah, no, you know what? Unless you've actually needed the service, or sure, unless you've donated, that's been my struggle. Like, how do I get the word out? How do I tell right people, like, we're here and we're available?
Step one is get on the show.
There you go. So I got that covered.
Right.
But that's really where I rely on the community. It's by word of mouth.
Sure.
We can put flyers up there. We can be on Facebook. We can have things on the website.
Sure.
But from what I've learned is word of mouth, it spreads like fire.
It's the name of the game. Yeah, yeah.
And that's how, you know, if you hear of people needing something, refer them to Sunshine Place. We
sure
get calls daily of, hey, we heard we can come to you for this. Or we know someone that could use assistance in this area.
Sure.
Have them call us directly. More than happy. And actually coming up here for Sunshine Place, we have our Sunshine Ball on Saturday, April 18th.
Sunshine Ball.
Sunshine Ball.
All right.
We're throwing a lot of sunshines at you.
I get it, right? It's bright and sunny.
Yeah.
This time of year, we need that. So it's all, oh, look at that.
So it's Saturday, April 18th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right.
It's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Okay.
And so it's our only fundraiser for the year.
Okay.
And that's the way for us to fundraise a significant portion of our budget. We write grants throughout the year. We do a lot of things. We run smaller fundraisers, but this is our one and only really big fundraiser.
Sure.
Where we're able to keep up, and that's what keeps our doors open. It's what helps us continue the good work that we're doing here. And so
nice.
I invite you, James, to come out, and if there's anyone else that would love to join us.
I will put this on the calendar. So we got Saturday, April 18th. Evening?
It's an evening, 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. I imagine this is adult type thing.
Adults, yes.
You don't want kids pulling on you while you're trying to hit the silent auction or something like that.
It's mostly geared for adults, and it's
okay,
more of a social cocktail
sure
hour.
That's totally understandable there.
Yep.
That's very cool. So April 18th at the Hilton Garden Inn. Is that the new
That's the new one right off of Grand Avenue.
And at that point, you can say, hey, we broke ground.
I'm hoping that by April I'm really hoping that by then we either have broken ground or we have a date set as to when we've broken ground.
Sure.
But, well, like I said, it's we've been pretty lucky, and these yellow envelopes are really getting us there where we need to be. So
very cool. So if people want to learn more about Sunshine Place,
is
there a website?
They can go to sunshineplace.org.
Okay.
And then, they can go to sunshineplace.org and find everything there. Otherwise, if they're on Facebook, follow us on Facebook.
All right.
I feel like Facebook is like our e-newsletter. That's where we're always projecting
sure
a lot of our events or a lot of things happening.
All right.
So either one of those two should work.
All right. This has been super cool.
Thank
so
you.
The next thing that we could invite people to would essentially be any Monday night, just come join you for dinner at Sunshine Place.
Yeah, absolutely. Any Monday night.
Doors open at 5, meals served around 6.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, at 5:30.
5:30.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
look at me. Just
actually tonight. Yeah. So
right.
If you want to come tonight.
So Monday. If you're listening on a Monday, it is tonight.
yeah.
We air this thing Wednesdays, Sundays, and every other day during the week. So I just
my apologies.
Yeah,
so
we're recording on a Monday. So
we're recording on a Monday.
We don't want to confuse anybody here. So it's all good. Joanna, this has been super cool. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a lot of stuff.
Thank you for having us here. I really appreciate it.
Both of us, our voices are barely making it this whole time. So thanks for being on the show. This has been super cool.
Thank you.
This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land, coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. If you're listening to this on the web, please like, subscribe, and share. My name is James Kademan, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for small businesses across the country on the web at callsoncall.com, as well as Draw In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs in all stages of their business on the web at drawincustomers.com. And of course, The Bold Business Book, a book for the entrepreneur in all of us, available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, as well as our guest, Joanna Cervantes, Executive Director of Sunshine Place. Thank you so much, Joanne. This has been super cool. Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at sunprairiemediacenter.com. Holy cow. I need a drink of water. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. And if you do nothing else, enjoy your business.